Chapter 70. The Heights. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. A questioner asked concerning a torment about to befall upon the disbelievers which none can avert. From Allah, the Lord of the ways of ascent, the angels and the spirit ascend to him in a day the measure of which is 50,000 years. So, be patient, O Muhammad, with a goodly patience. Surely they see the torment from afar, but we see it quite near. The day that the sky will be like the boiling filth of oil, and the mountains will be like flakes of wool. And no friend will ask anything of a friend, though they shall be made to see one another. The criminal, sinner, and disbeliever will desire to ransom himself from the punishment of that day by his children, and his wife, and his brother, and his kindred who sheltered him, and all that are on the earth, so that it might save him. By no means. Surely it will be the fire of hell, burning completely the skin of the head, inviting all who turn their backs and turn away their faces from faith, and collect wealth and hide it from use. Surely man was created impatient, irritable and discontented when evil touches him, and annoyed when good touches him, except those devoted to prayer. Those who remain constant in their prayer, and those in whose wealth there is a known right. For the beggar who asks, and for the unlucky who has lost his property and wealth, and his means of living has been constricted, and those who believe in the day of recompense, and those who fear the torment of their Lord, surely the torment of their Lord is that from which none can feel secure. And those who guard their chastity, except with their wives and the captives whom their right hands possess, for then they are not to be blamed. But whoever seeks beyond that, then it is they who are trespassers, and those who keep their trusts and covenants, and those who stand firm in their testimonies, and those who guard their prayer well, such shall dwell in the gardens honored. So what is the matter with those who disbelieve that they rush to listen to you, O Muhammad, in order to deny you and mock you and Allah's book, sitting in groups on the right and on the left of you in crowds? Does every man among them hope to enter the paradise of delight? No, that is not so. Surely we have created them out of that which they know. So I swear by the Lord of all the points of sunrise and sunset in the east and the west, that surely we are able to replace them by others better than them, and we are not to be overcome. So leave them to indulge in vain talk and play, until they meet their day which they are promised, the day when they will come rushing out of the graves as if racing to a goal, with their eyes lowered in fear and humility, covered in disgrace. This is the day which they were promised.